Hello and thank you for joining us. My name is Juliet Evans and I am the priest in charge of St Swithin's Hither Green. Today we are bringing you the service for Mothering Sunday. If you have the booklet in front of you, you might find it useful for finding some music ideas to enhance your worship. And also it has the pictures which might make it slightly funnier and make more sense. I'm going to be reading through the service in a moment, and I'm joined by Richard, one of the readers in church.
Hello.
The introduction. This is just the first information to explain what we're trying to do today. Today is Mothering Sunday. It is also something called Laetare Sunday, which is known as Holy Humour Sunday. Today is also the first Sunday when we cannot meet together in worship in person, because of the coronavirus crisis. Yet, today we join our worship together in our homes and in our hearts. The front of our service sheet says, sharing together in spirit. We're not physically present with each other, but we can join together. Laetare Sunday means Rejoice Sunday. It's also called Rose Sunday. It's the second time in the year when the liturgical colour is pink. The other one is when we light the pink candle on the Advent wreath, which is called Gaudete Sunday. You might like to stop this recording now and find something pink, or maybe put something pink on to wear to continue this service to remind you that today is Laetare Sunday. The pink Sundays are in the middle of Advent and Lent, so they're in the middle of seasons that are very reflective and serious, which are normally purple seasons. And they are a reminder, the pink Sundays, that fun is about to come. They are literally lightening the purple and show us that the seriousness is soon to finish and we have a glimpse of the light to come. Today, we need to feel this light to come more than ever as our world seems to be plunging into chaos and darkness, full of fear and concern. And I'm sure many of us have felt that worry and that fear and that concern. But the light is coming, and as we search for it and remember it, we also remember that today is not only Laetare Sunday in the middle of Lent, it's a day of great celebration as we remember and give thanks for all those who mother and care for us. So today, on Laetare Sunday, Mothering Sunday, let us remember the light that we have, however dim it feels to us, and remember the joy of faith and the importance of caring for others. We're now going to begin our worship. It's a great moment, if you want to sing something or to gather yourselves together. You might like to light a candle or find a cross to place in front of you. The greeting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you. And now it's time to say sorry. Perhaps we're going to take a few moments to remember the things that we feel sorry about in our lives this week. When we think only of ourselves and stockpile resources without thinking of others, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
When we lose hope because we surround ourselves in fear, Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
When we are short-sighted and live by the media too readily instead of considering the bigger picture, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And because we've said sorry to God, we know that God forgives us. God forgives you. Forgive others. Forgive yourself. Be at peace. Amen. Now we have the collect prayer, which is the prayer that gathers all of us around the theme of the service. So let us pray. God of love, passionate and strong, tender and careful, watch over us and hold us all the days of our life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. And this is a special prayer for Mothering Sunday. And Catherine has reminded us to pray for all mothers and mothers-to-be all over the world, not forgetting those mothers who are not with us anymore. Thank you, God, for the love of our mothers and carers. Thank you, God, for their care and concern. Thank you, God, for the joys they have shared with us. Thank you, God, for the pains they have borne for us. Thank you, God, for all that they give us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And now the Liturgy of the Word. There are two Bible readings. A reading from the book of Genesis. Yahweh appeared to Abraham while he was sitting by the entrance of the tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. As soon as he saw them, he ran to greet them and bowed to the ground. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "She's in the tent," he replied. Then the guest replied, "I shall come back next year, and then your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent. Now Sarah and Abraham were old, well on in years. So Sarah laughed to herself, thinking, "Now that I am past the age of childbearing, and my husband is an old man, is pleasure to come my way again?" But Yahweh asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Am I really going to have a child now that I'm old?' Nothing is impossible for Yahweh. I shall come back to you at the same time next year, and Sarah will have a son." For the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the gospel reading. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those who sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now the sermon, which I had help from Izzy with. Thank you, Izzy. Jesus taught us through the use of funny stories. I wonder, shall we start this by sharing a joke, Richard? Have you got any good jokes you want to share?
No, I can never remember jokes.
Well, my favourite joke is, it's good for anyone homeschooling. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the toilet?
I don't know.
Because it's got a silent P.
Oh.
Anyway, good. I'm sure you have many better jokes than mine. We might think it funny to talk about jokes while we're doing a sermon, but actually, Jesus does use funny stories. We might not see them as funny because we don't understand the context, but they are nevertheless funny. And I think sometimes it's very easy for us to get very serious when we talk about God, and we miss all the funny bits. We're trying to be too serious instead of seeing things as they are. Our readings today are really good examples. They're actually really funny stories about being a mum or a parent. Abraham and Sarah have been wanting a child so desperately, but are now old and haven't yet had a baby. Their lives were full of sadness. But in this reading, they're told they're going to have a child. I mean, Sarah's so old, and yet she's told she's going to have a baby, and it's funny, and she laughs. It doesn't seem possible, but she laughs. And what's lovely is that they call that baby Isaac, which actually means laughter. The thing that seemed impossible, the thing that's funny, the new life, the light in the darkness, it's fantastic and it's part of our faith. Sometimes laughing can really help us when we're in difficult and dark times, like Abraham and Sarah were when they desperately wanted a baby. I'm sure in this really difficult time where we're all struggling with social isolation, you've seen and heard some funny jokes and stories and cartoons. And if you've got the booklet, you can see a couple of funny cartoons. There's a Where's Wally 2020. There's Wally on his own in the middle of a street. And an Olympic Tokyo 2020, where all the Olympic rings are separated, where it says practice safe social distancing. Lots of things at the moment are making us laugh, because sometimes difficult and dark things, laughing helps us to make sense of it, helps us to see a different reality. I'm sure you have many, and please do share with me. I always need a laugh. We find them funny, but they also tell us something really difficult. We don't want to be far apart from each other because it's very painful. And that's really the difficult thing about these jokes at the moment, that they're funny but also tell another side to the story. Laughing can sometimes help remind us that things will get better. The laughing helps us feel lighter and can bring us that life that we're looking for. Sarah laughed. There is hope and light, a new life to come. And then we have our gospel reading. It's very simple. Jesus says he's like a mummy chicken. And I think that's quite funny. Jesus says he's a chicken. He's also telling us he's like a mummy who cares for us, which is what we remember on Mothering Sunday. And I think we perhaps need to feel that image of Jesus more than ever at the moment. Jesus keeping us close under his wings or under her wings. Funny stories, jokes, cartoons, all the things that make us laugh can help us feel connected to each other. I think that's why we share them so much at difficult times. They can make us think about serious things in different ways and help us cope with difficult things as well. Rather brilliantly, Izzy asked if you would share some of your stories about being a mum, and we've had various jokes and thoughts and reflections, and thank you to those who've shared them. Sharing helps us to feel connected despite the isolation from each other physically, and it's great that we've got some of these now in our sermon. If you've got the booklet, you'll see a photo that Izzy shared that I'm sure many of us who have had children to look after can relate to. There's a picture of a baby. I'm guessing it's, I don't know if it's Dorothy or David, sorry. But it's covered in green goo. Not the best to see on your baby when you're trying to keep them safe and well. I hate to think what that green goo is actually, Izzy. I'm sure you'll tell us at some point. And then Izzy shared a few stories, which I'm sorry to say I find easy to imagine. Okay, do you want to say some of the stories, Richard?
Izzy says that there was a time when they were in a campsite shop, and she said to John that they should get a bottle of wine to go with dinner. And then little Dorothy pronounced to the whole very busy shop, "Oh, yes, Mummy loves wine."
No, is he? Really? Okay, and then on Dorothy's fifth birthday, Izzy put an indoor firework. Hang on, you put an indoor firework on her birthday cake. Fine, okay. So what happened then? She set off this very loud smoke alarm, and then when trying to turn the smoke alarm off, pressed the button that started the sprinkler system, and then the house was filled with foamy water spraying out of the walls. Izzy says, not her finest hour. And then another great story. You want to share this one?
Yes, they were sitting, or Izzy was sitting in the back row of an outdoor theatre, having sent the children to sit at the front. She couldn't get there because it's when she had a broken ankle. She wanted the children to know where I was sitting in relation to them so they could get to me if they needed me. So I shouted out Dorothy's name a couple of times to get her attention. Unfortunately, the show that they were seeing was The Wizard of Oz, and so everyone assumed she was an actor about to start the show, and everyone went quiet and turned to look as she waved at her children and slowly sat back down, wondering what the sudden hush was about. She said she worked it out later.
Awkward, an awkward moment. And again, Izzy, I find that easy to imagine. Okay, and then we've also had Diane sharing something which is so lovely, as we remember particularly Diane, and as she's mourning the death of her mum very recently. And so this is what Diane says. So she says, "Mum had me late, in fact 8 days after her 40th birthday. She told me she was very embarrassed, as she was the oldest woman in the ward and felt that the nursing staff had deliberately put her in the centre of the room so everyone could see her. She had to stay in for a week, but that was apparently the usual routine back then." And Diane says she couldn't possibly comment because she was asleep most of the time. And Richard, you've got one to share as well.
Yes, my mum did a number of funny things in my memory, but there was one particular day that she was bottling some damsons in a kilner jar, and she decided to do this outside because it was quite a messy process. She poured the hot damsons and their juice in the jar and closed the lid for it to cool and seal. Unfortunately, it was outside and a very sunny day, and the jar didn't cool down. It continued to heat up and eventually exploded, covering the back of the house with deep purple damson juice.
Lovely. And I can see where you get it from, Richard. Luckily, it's not Father's Day and sharing naughty stories about you. Anyway, there are lots of stories that you shared and lots of stories you can share with each other. And it's really good, isn't it, in families to share our stories, the things that connect us, the things that make us laugh and keep us bonded. I've not been too well this week, but I was really lucky that Philip checked in on me and cheered me up with a lovely cartoon. And if you've got the booklet, you'll see that there's a picture of a family around a dinner table. And it says, "Mum, why don't we have any food?" And the mum says, "Margaret, shut up and eat your toilet paper," because in the picture, there's toilet paper on the plates. I think we can all understand what that one's about. We laugh at the stories and the jokes because they help us cope with embarrassing or difficult things. And we all recognise those feelings. Some of the things that Jesus said were supposed to be silly ideas to make people laugh, but also to make a point. For example, Jesus said, "Why do you see the speck, that is something tiny, in your brother or sister's eye, but you don't see the log, the big thing, in your own eye? If you sort the log out in your eye, you will see better." In other words, Jesus was using a silly picture idea of people with bits in their eyes, from little bits to an enormous log in your eye, which is supposed to make you laugh, and probably made Jesus' followers laugh a lot more than we laugh at it. But he was saying that to try and stop us from judging other people and looking what they're doing wrong, and instead focus on ourselves and take responsibility for our own actions. The cartoon Philip sent reminds us that people are panic buying, and they've been panic buying loo rolls of all things. I expect we are all horrified by this, and the cartoon does show how silly it is to overbuy toilet rolls. But do we need to be careful to not try and notice other people's wrongdoing and maybe focus on what we're doing? That might help us to consider, are we judging others for panic buying when we're just popping out to buy a few bits and bobs just in case? How are we taking responsibility in this crisis? The humour there helps us to pay heed and take notice to what we need to do. Humour is very important in families, and I think mums of all people really know the importance of laughing. There are many times I've laughed at my children or my parenting or situations because it helps us cope with the challenges and keeps us plodding on when things are quite tough and difficult, and also just funny. Having faith, being a Christian, is a very important thing, and sometimes we are very serious, that's absolutely right. But we should also remember that laughter and fun is an important part of our relationships, and that's also an important part of our faith relationship. Laughter and humour are also important aspects of our relationship with God, and it can help us as a loving community, such as our St Swithin's family, to bond and learn together. And it's fantastic that we do learn so much through laughter. There is so much laughter to be heard in our church. I'd also like to finish with two of our church family who shared some very thoughtful things for us to remember today. One lovely person in our congregation shared a song she used to sing on Mother's Day as a child. And I think it's nice to finish on something that leaves us a bit more reflective as well. So the song, and I'm not going to sing it before you ask me, Richard. Okay. I'm not going to sing it because that would be actually funny. I'm just going to say it. Okay. You can imagine the tune if you know the tune. I don't. M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for eyes with love like shining. R means right, and right will always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, the word that means the world to me. It's a really nice reflection to remember how important those who care for us are, especially those who've had mothers caring for them, how much today is about remembering their contribution to our lives. And another person wanted to share this following reflection with us, which is a reminder that Mother's Day isn't always easy for many, and also that we can all care for each other. We can all mother each other, if you like. Something of utmost importance as life becomes ever more extreme and we need to look after each other, particularly at this difficult time. And she says, "By virtue of giving birth, you are a mother, pregnancy being an overwhelming miracle and the baby being the greatest gift from God. Whilst this is known to be an unbreakable bond, we can be sometimes unknowingly fortunate to have others take on the role of mum, which is distinctively different from being a mother. A person who is instinctively open, loving and caring to someone, reliant and dependent on others. So thank you, God, for kinship carers and those that foster and adopt with good intention. Bless those who are surrogates and those who provide support in times of need to mums doing their best. We appreciate you. And we certainly do. We appreciate those who look after us and care for us. So, this Mothering Sunday, laugh with us. Tell each other jokes. Tell each other funny stories. Remember that there is humour and laughter in our faith stories. And laugh with Sarah from our reading and the idea of Jesus as a chicken. That's supposed to make us laugh. Laugh because new life is on its way. We can bring about God's care as God mothers us like a hen looking after her young. And we can join together as a family and extend our care to those who do not yet know the love we feel together every Sunday. And we can be together with God in spirit, in love, in care, and in laughter. Amen.
Amen. We're now going to make our profession of faith. We remember that we're joined together as a family and God is our parent. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we're going to pray together. And these prayers were written with help from Tanisha. Let us pray to God. Loving God, we pray for all those most severely affected by the coronavirus, those who are sick and those who are bereaved. Give them comfort in their distress. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for those working in healthcare, saving lives and caring for others on the front line of medicine, for scientists working to find medicines and vaccines. Give them courage and endurance to battle on. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for those considered to be key workers. Give them the strength to continue to support others at this difficult time. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for the elderly who have no support, those with mental health needs who are struggling with anxiety, those who will be additionally vulnerable at this time, remembering children and adults living in abusive relationships, those with learning difficulties, those who have underlying health needs. You might like to spend some time remembering any people you know and think how you might contribute to the light that they need. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for all those who are anxious about their future, those who have no job or income, the year 11 to 13 students worried about the impact of their education. Give them hope and faith despite their fear. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for our leaders to utilise their powers to care for those over whom they have authority. Give them wisdom as they discern the way forward for our nation. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for our global neighbours who are battling coronavirus alongside us. Especially we pray for those nations without adequate resources to fund the efforts to prevent the spread of the virus. May the nations work together as a human family. Bring them light in the darkness. Loving God, we pray for St. Swithin's, that we can be an effective church to our parish in this complicated time, that we can pull together as our family despite our physical distance, and pray for and support one another. We pray that we can use our resources wisely in support of the emergency services.
Bring them light in the darkness.
Loving God, we pray for our local community and all those who are gallantly volunteering in an effort to help communities and individuals who are most in need. We remember our food banks and those who need to use them. Help us all to serve.
Bring them light in the darkness.
Loving God, we continue to pray for those we know who are in need of healing, for Edith, Vanda, Lorna and Sean and Ina, and Stephen MacDonald, for Avril Sandford and Diane, and all others we know. Make us whole in your love.
Bring them light in the darkness.
For all those who have recently died, for Daisy and Sidnetta and James, for all who have perished in the pandemic, and for all those whom we mourn at this time. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The peace. God has called us to live in peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
You might like to spend some time now wishing peace to family, neighbours and our church family. Perhaps there's someone who you could make contact with to share God's peace. The blessing. Mother of infinite wisdom, Christ of infinite compassion, Holy Spirit, guarantee of change, bring us to our knees in prayer, bring us to our feet in action, that with you we may all inherit a new heaven and a new earth. And the blessing of God, Creator, Word and Spirit, be with us always.
Amen. Amen. The dismissal. May the light of Christ light up your life.
And up yours.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, a bit of a naughty ending there. But I do want Christ to light up your life, Richard.
Thank you. I do.
I don't know what you're thinking. But it's important, isn't it, to laugh, to keep remembering the light that we have. And I hope that today this service will help connect you with our church family and bring you just a little bit of laughter in all this gloom. There's a few notices. The most important one is that today at 7 o'clock, we've been invited by the Archbishop to place a lit candle in our windows and pray for our nation. That's praying with lots and lots of other people in our country at 7 o'clock. So if you can and put a lit candle in your window at 7 o'clock to show others that we are praying for our nation. Also, if you happen to know of anyone in need or if you're in need at all, please let me know through the usual contact because we can help. So don't struggle on alone, or if you know someone else is in need and you can't help them, do make sure you let me know that so I can find ways to bring support to those who most need it. And finally, just please stay safe and keep others safe. If you go out too much or think that carrying on is going to be helpful, you know, you're going to put yourself and other people at risk. So please follow the guidance. And I know it's hard to stay away from church, but please stay indoors where you can and be sensible. God bless everyone. And hopefully we'll connect again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.